Hello, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Yes, we do some talking on this program, and a lot of times we do some praying on this program, and that is what we're going to do today. We invite you to call with your prayer intentions. Whom or what are you praying for today? And we will gather them all up, and we'll offer a prayer at the end of the program. We'll get as many of you on as we can from all the various means that you are able to make contact with us. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For program today. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. Very active program. We believe in the power of prayer. We have our book out. We're ready to go. So we go very fast, but we are very, connected and very intent on praying for the needs and the requests of the Take Two family. So please call in. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for? That's what we are talking about today on Take Two. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. We will add you to the book. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and put your first name in, how you're listening, and then your prayer intention. We can get that there as well. Also, YouTube and Facebook, we're waving to you guys. You guys have a wonderful chat going all the time. So please post your prayer intentions and requests there. At the end of the show, Jerry will lift up all of our prayers that are spoken on air or through coming in through comments, and those that are still in the recesses of our hearts. We kind of shout them out to the heavens, right? We shout them out and we'll lift it together and pray together, and then we continue. That's the key. That's what I was trying to get to. We continue praying. So if you have a praise report, please call in, because that builds confidence in prayer, and that's what we need right now.
That is right, and the lines are indeed filling fast. So we will, as Debbie said, we try to move quickly, but we do it with intentionality as well. We don't rush. We try and offer, hopefully, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a consoling word or two for you, maybe a suggestion for prayer. But you are the ones who drive the program with your prayer intentions. Again, at 833-288-3986, and all the other ways that Debbie mentioned that you can get a hold of us. And it is a time that we're living in right now. I think in any age, we all have prayer intentions. But nowadays, it seems like there are more, and they are, in many cases, more intense as well. So we would love to be able to pray with you today.
Jerry and I are also talking over the calendar for the rest of December and into 2022. And folks, we want to apologize again. We are getting just an abundance of emails and correspondence from you. You're asking us for Advent advice, prayer advice, relationship advice, things to do and learn about the guardian angels. Okay, Jerry and I have not been able to respond to everybody. We are about 3-4 weeks behind. We're trying very fast to catch up. So we're talking about maybe possibly doing maybe a grab bag show or something like that, where we can address everything on one particular show that maybe could answer your emails. But there's so many things we have to talk about. We appreciate the emails. Again, we read everything. We're just not that, how do we say it, Jerry? We're not young anymore. We can quickly respond back right away.
Or at all, yeah. A lot of things going on. But we do love to hear from you, and we assure you that we read and pray for every email that comes in. It's just a time thing. You know how that is. We don't need to explain it to you. You have kids, you have families, you have jobs, you have obligations. So we all do the best that we can, but we love to come together on these prayer shows and just really storm heaven. God is still in the God business. He's still in the answering prayer business. He's still in the miracle business. Maybe you're in a position right now where you have something that just seems virtually impossible. Nothing is impossible with our God. We know that. So let us all pray together for whatever is burdening your heart. Or as Debbie pointed out, maybe you've got a praise report too. We'd love to hear about answered prayers as well. 833-288 EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986.
And just addressing our inboxes on our email for take2@EWTN.com. A lot of you are asking for resources, prayer resources, things about guardian angels. Remember, we have a resource list on take2show.com. So we have resources there for you. Don't forget, if you want to dive deeply into angels, Joan Carol Cruz's book, Angels and Devils. Great book. Please get that book. Eucharistic Miracles by Joan Carol Cruz, the late Joan Carol Cruz. She did such a fabulous job. So we have the resources there on take2show.com. Also, we have other resources at standtalltoday.com. Some of you are asking for relationship advice. Standtalltoday.com. Get a free consultation there. That's a great way for us to respond. I'm trying to think of all the ways, Jerry, to respond because we have emails just stacking up. I went through most of them last night of the 3 weeks that were a little bit behind. And people are asking for some deep, advice, and it's tough, and we Jerry and I don't, we just give from our personal experience. We're not giving any advice, any medical advice, anything like that. We're just telling you from our personal journey, right? But even that takes a lot of time to plan out in an email. So please go to these websites and see if you can get the information so you could get rolling, Jerry, yeah. I always say that. Keep going.
Keep going. Absolutely. Well, again, Debbie mentioned all the many ways you can get your prayer intentions through to us. Nancy just sent an email. Please pray for my son Daniel and daughter Alice. I think it says both in abusive relationships, both dealing with addictions. Please pray that the chains that bind them would be broken, that Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal would protect them. Thank you. And that is from Nancy. So, Nancy, be assured of our prayers. And again, that came to us via email at take2@EWTN.com. Looking at the call board right now being handled masterfully, as always, by Matt Gabensky. We have full phone lines there, and we're going to start here in just a moment to go to your phone calls here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you just joined us, we are underway here on this Wednesday broadcast, the first of the month, and on the first of the month, we always try and make sure that we offer you our Whom or What Are You Praying For program. So that is your chance, one of two chances. We also have our God, I Need You Now around the middle of the month, but this is Whom or What Are You Praying For today, 833-288-3986. We have Kathy and Bonnie and Rose and others that are being screened by Matt here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
What are you praying for? That's our show today. This is the first of the month, and we dedicate it to prayer. Before we get to the phones, Kathy will be first up in Buffalo, New York. But we want to celebrate Mother Angelica's remarkable life, her words and her works. And the way to do that is to just visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica. Do it today, and you'll be able to just kind of go along memory lane, right, of everything that Mother Angelica imparted to us and how it's still very relevant today, actually more so even today. So it's pretty incredible. So go to EWTN.com/Mother Angelica.
Okay. To your phone calls and your prayer intentions, as mentioned, Kathy is going to be up first, and Kathy is in Buffalo listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kathy. What can we pray for with you today?
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, I'm praying for my son, Peter.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay.
I'm praying for my son, Peter.
Yeah, if you turn your radio down, Kathy, so there's a little bit of a delay, so make sure your radio is turned down when you're on the air here.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. For Advent, I've asked my adult children to pray for each other. I've picked one day for each child, and today is Peter's day. Peter got involved with the New Age, with crystals and Reiki and all that, and since he did, he's been estranged from his family, doesn't want any part of being with his siblings or his mother or his father's deceased, but... So we're all praying for him today, and I'd like to ask you to pray for him today.
Okay. When you mentioned estranged from family, does that mean like a wife and kids, or do his siblings
no,
and you?
Yes, he's not married. He has all his brothers, sisters. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. The last time I tried to visit with him, he basically told me to stay out of his life with a lot of bad words. And, so I'm sure he's hurting. I'm sure he feels alone. I don't know, but he won't let us into his life. But we're all praying for him, and especially me, because I'm only getting older, and it hurts me so to see one of my children, like, out there by himself.
Right. Debbie, go ahead if you have something.
Well, I just wanted to say, is he practicing the faith? Is Peter practicing the faith, Kathy?
No. He got involved with Reiki. He got involved with crystals and kind of just, put up walls.
Right. So what he's doing is, he may not even be aware of this, he's opening up the channels for the demons to just, find a welcome place, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Kathy, so here's what we get to do. You're praying as a family for Peter. That is great. Also ask your guardian angels to connect with Peter's guardian angel, because he needs his mind illuminated and he needs his will strengthened. Okay. So he can come back to center and make some good decisions for his spiritual life. It's really that simple. Okay. He's got to get back to that place. So we need the heavenly support, especially who's closest to him right now is his guardian angel, because his guardian angel is walking right with him. So we ask our guardian angels to connect with his guardian angel as well. So let's focus on that and see if we can get some forward movement in a positive direction. What do you think?
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is tough. I think he probably in his conscience, Kathy, knows that he's, gone down a bad path. And sometimes that is what helps to put up those walls, between us and family members and so forth. So I love everything that Debbie said, and we will be doing that. And would love to hear, from you as this progresses, hopefully with some good news, praise reports as we talk about. So you're always welcome to correspond with us at take2@ewtn.com. That's our email address, so you can call the program anytime again, okay?
Okay, and I will definitely let you know when there's some positive results.
Please.
I do believe in the power of prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Kathy. Prayers for Peter today. Yeah, fasting.
Fasting too, yeah. Kathy. Fasting breaks the strongholds. Fasting is what gets the demons away and at bay. So fasting. So and people always say, what is fasting? Even just having the discipline to say, well, I'm not going to watch this TV show right now, or I'm not going to have that extra piece of dessert, or I'm not going to do that. That's a form of fasting, and it has great. It has the effectiveness of it is amazing.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks again, Kathy, for the call. Bonnie is next in Marquette, Michigan, listening on Northern Apostle Radio. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. What's your prayer intention today?
Wow. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can, because I know the time is short for each one of us. I'm a 74-year-old mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. My concern today is for my daughter, Jennifer, who is 41 years old. She went to college. She became a registered nurse. She got a great job in another state near us, and she worked for 10 years, bought a home. Her husband, who they, by the way, met each other when they were 14 and 15, were married. And she had a hard time getting pregnant because she had endometriosis really severely. Well, with God's grace and prayers answered, she had a beautiful daughter. And after the daughter was born, she had to have complete hysterectomy. And I noticed, after that, I would talk to her and want her to get counseling, but she's just big-headed sometimes like that. Well, anyway, since then, she's been making these unrealistic decisions. Like, she decided to leave that 10-year job she had, sell her home, her and her husband, move to Virginia, got a job there, didn't like it, moved to North Dakota, travel nursing, didn't like it, or did like it, but wanted to come back to Michigan here where we live. which me and my husband were so grateful that we had him closer. Well, then she stayed here, and then she went off to Oregon, where she is now. She got a job out there. She kept the job for 2-3 years. Now she left that job. She went to another job there, and something happened at work that wasn't her fault. So she left that. Now she's in the middle of taking a travel job in Fresno. And the whole thing is we worry about our daughter, Claire, our granddaughter. Claire is 10 now. And the teachers are worried about Claire because her attention span isn't the way it should be. And so they're going to test her for ADD.
Right.
My feelings, and I talked to my husband, but he's not supportive. It's his daughter, but he's cut and dry that way. I think that Claire's problem is her anxiety because she worries about her mom.
Sure.
And or their dad, it's funny, she ended up divorcing him after all them years, and she does this irrational. Mm-hmm. Sorry, she does this irrational decisions, and I'm just so worried about her. He's agnostic, but I raised her Catholic, and she says she believes, but they don't practice. And when I had Claire here, me and my husband would take her in the summer, and I'd take her to church with me and let her go down to the catechism class downstairs. And but they didn't enforce that. And when she was baptized, the deacon that baptized her told Jenny and Kevin, that's their name, my daughter and her husband, you got to raise her in the faith. And they took that vow. And even when I try to teach her, they wouldn't like support me on that. So now I'm just worried about her, what she's going to do next.
Sure.
So I want to pray hard for her.
Mm-hmm. You got it. You got it. We're praying for Jennifer. We're praying for your granddaughter. And I think we heard it correctly, Bonnie. So Jennifer is married to the father of Claire.
She divorced him after all them years. That's what I mean. One day she goes, "Mom, I'm going to divorce Kevin." I said, "Jenny, I said, you've been together how long?" I said, "Mom, he's got issues. We all got issues. I mean, we all got something,
right,
I think."
Right.
And, now get this. He's living there with her, with Claire, because he don't want to leave Claire. I can't get through to him either because I want him. I'm rattling on now. I don't want to do
this. No, we understand. But Bonnie, here's the thing. You're not alone. For grandparents, it's very difficult because we can see things that are happening with our grandchildren and it's not in our control, right? Because we're not the parents of these beautiful young souls. But what we can do is we can have our influence when we are asked, and we can step up when we are asked, and we can be there in prayer and support. And you are. You and your husband are. So you keep that up. You keep that up. And with prayer, you can move mountains. Okay. So you and your husband together, praying together to focus on Jennifer and Kevin and Claire and their family. So hopefully they can get the necessary help that Jennifer may need to just, get used to what's going on in her body and in her mind and in her spirit, because obviously there's something, she maybe isn't settled. And that's not good. Okay. So we pray for all those things. Again, we go to the guardian angels because they're right next to Claire. Jennifer's guardian angels right next to her, and same with Kevin. So we do that, and we storm heaven, and we take confidence in that. And that is what is in our control. And we have to remember that, because we turn it over to God, a complete surrender, and we let God do his magnificence. And that's what we're going to be praying for, Bonnie. So don't lose hope. Keep praying. Keep focused, and let's see where we go with this. What do you think, Jer?
No, I agree completely. Prayers, definitely. And, Yeah, it's understandable to be concerned, Bonnie, about all of the parties involved here, especially little Claire. And we will pray especially, the obvious thought came to me, St. Clair. I'm sure you've been praying to St. Clair. But we will definitely, she and all of the saints, their prayers are very, very powerful. They are friends of God. They are where they are in heaven and as saints because of their lifelong yes to God, and they're doing the will of God. And so God is only too happy to say yes to them and their prayers when they offer them up there. So St. Clair is powerfully with you, guardian angels, and all that Debbie said, I concur with completely, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, a lot of prayers. Have that sense of, if you can, try to have that sense of peace, of knowing that you are surrounded by many, many prayers from the Take-Two family around the world. We're going to go to Colorado. Rose is next, listening to us on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Rose. Welcome to Take-Two.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Like I told the screener, I'm praying for two specific grandchildren, but all in all, listening to the other calls and the lady who just spoke, you know, I'm the only one who's a practicing Catholic in my family. My husband has left the church. My kids have left the church. I'm able to bring up my one grandson in the Catholic faith because I got the permission from his parents, who is my son and his girlfriend. And you know what you were saying about not having control? I have peace because I pray. I go to adoration. I pray the rosary. And I do have peace with that. But it's just hard, you know, because they're living in sin. I have a grandson living in sin. My granddaughter that I want to add, her name is Fatima. She's been in and out of jail. She's on the street. She's an addict. She's only 20 years old. And my other grandson is struggling with addiction and being kicked out of my daughter's home, and you know, just the struggle that everybody else has brought to the table, you know, what's going on in this crazy world right now. So I just wanted to get on the Take-Two list for prayers, intentions for my granddaughter Fatima, because now at least we're communicating. This is the longest she's been in jail, and I told her that could be a part of God's plan, and she's praying the rosary daily. She's finding peace. She's finding herself. This is the longest she's been in there, but it must be God's plan because she's now, you know, she has to stay clean now. So I'm hopeful. She's hopeful. And my grandson Demetrius, again, he's struggling too. But I have all the hope in the world, and I wanted to get on the Take-Two list and bring these prayer intentions to the table.
Yeah, and for sure.
My husband.
Yeah, absolutely, Rose. And what really struck me was the very first thing you said, I'm the only practicing Catholic in the family. And you know what? That's one better than zero, Rose.
It sure is.
You know, if you are that one person that God has, you know, put in that situation to be the intercessor, the go-between, well, praise God for that, rejoice in that, and do all that you can. I'm reminded of the story in Genesis 18, you know, when God wanted to destroy Sodom, and Abraham kept saying, well, if there are 50 righteous, if there are 45, if there are 5 less than that, you know, and Abraham kept talking God down. The point being, you know, if God looks and he sees one holy, God-fearing, righteous soul, then God is going to hear the prayers of that individual or those individuals, if it's more than one. In your case, you may be a party of one, Rose, but you have this blessed opportunity, and it sounds like you are up to it. I can hear in your voice that you are doing all that you can right now, and if it remains just you for right now, that's okay, but I think one by one, good Lord willing, you're going to start seeing some of these family members come around, and you'll have numbers added to those who are prayer warriors for the rest of your family. What do you think, Debbie?
I completely agree. Rose, you be the lighthouse. Be the lighthouse for your family. And your prayers are never, ever wasted. Never. Okay? They're going to benefit your family now and for all of eternity. So stay confident. Stay focused. And just totally rely on God's strength. And you'll see things like what's happening with your granddaughter. Things will start moving in the right direction. Okay, Rose? We've got the prayer task. We're on it. So don't worry about that. You're covered in prayer. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Whom or what are you praying for? Please call us. We We're so glad you're joining us in Storming Heaven together as the Take-Two family. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show on the 1st of December here. It's live, so call in at 833-288-3986. On YouTube, Colette is asking for prayers for her mother, who's very sick. Her mother's name is Catherine Ann. Yes, Colette, absolutely. I put Catherine Ann in the book. Betsy's asking for prayers for a friend, Frances, who will be flying back to Philadelphia tomorrow. She would also love to see her convert. Also, Anne Marie is asking for prayers. Apparently, there's some word out in Texas that they're going to be having those rolling blackouts, possibly in winter again in Texas. So we need to keep the fine folks in Texas in prayer. And also that shooting that happened at the school in Michigan, please keep the families and everybody involved in your prayers. And also in Wisconsin, from that Christmas parade, there's still so much that's happening and unfolding, and people are hurting, people are suffering. We need to keep them in prayer as well. And you know, we're talking about our own families today, and that's important because we start in our own families, the domestic church, and we move out into our communities. But we have to remember to keep everybody in our prayers as well. So let's go back to the phones. Tracy is up next in Grand Rapids, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for waiting and welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My my prayer is for a miracle for my husband, Nick. Nick has COVID, and he went in on October 14th. He's intubated, and we need a miracle to bring him out. I am asking that everybody pray for the intercession of Father Patrick Payton, for his intercession for this miracle.
Yes.
Pray for God. And also, Nick's parents both passed away the day he went in the hospital from COVID as well. And I want to pray for their souls. And that was Nick and Helen.
Okay. Wow, Tracy, that's a mountain of things to have to deal with there. We're so sorry for the loss of Nick's parents. You said Nick and Helen, did you say?
Yes, yeah. Nick and Helen are his parents.
Oh, we're so sorry about their passing from this horrible virus and Nick's situation. This is a long time. Yeah, it's been several weeks now, like you said, that he has been dealing with this and is intubated right now. And very good choice, I would say. Go ahead.
He's been intubated for like about 35 days. We haven't talked to him, you know. Well, he hasn't talked to us, I should say. I'm praying with him when I go up there.
Right.
We are praying for this miracle.
Yes.
That's what he needs right now.
Many, many people are... many people are praying to Father Patrick Payton. Those who aren't familiar with him, many people are. He was, called him the Rosary Priest. Very, very strong proponent of the Rosary. And, of course, he said the family that prays together stays together. He is on the track to be headed toward canonization, we hope and pray one day. And so, yes, definitely, Tracy, we will join you in praying to Father Patrick Payton for this, and to all of heaven to storm, before the throne of God for Nick and his situation right now. Right, Deb?
Tracy, do you and Nick have children?
Yeah, we have seven kids.
Seven children?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pray for
you. Nick prays pray the rosary every night since last Lent, and he was committed, and we pray the rosary every night for him. And I know that Father Payton also had lung issues. He had tuberculosis, and he was healed to the intercession of Mary, and that's why he did the devotion. And I know we love Mary. And
Right. Tracy, are you getting? Do you feel comfortable with the care that Nick's getting? Are they getting back to you and giving you updates so that you can pass it on to the children?
They are wonderful. It's definitely a Christian hospital, and they are wonderful people, and they always are calling. And I know they call, and they have a doctor that kind of preps you for the worst, you know. But mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to that because I told her, I said, we're not going to stop praying. We believe in miracles. We have faith. And we're going to keep at that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jerry just typed over that the Feast of St. Nicholas is coming up next Monday. So
right.
also, right, right.
We're praying the novena to him.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
As well.
Good. Good.
And we're praying lots of novenas. I have a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, two 24-year-olds, and two that are married in their 30s.
Right.
And to grandchildren. And we're all praying. We're all praying. And we have a lot of people. A lot of people are praying. We got churches that Nick has done work for. And we're praying. Mm-hmm. And we just got to storm heaven, like you said, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Have hope. Have hope. Father Peyton, absolutely. St. Nicholas, I'm so glad to hear that you're doing novenas to St. Nicholas. We will pray for a miracle specifically on that day or sooner. And Tracy, that's, I wish there were other words to give you some huge amount of peace and consolation. But we know that in circumstances like this, it's very hard to come by. So please make sure that you are being ministered to as well, that you are, you know, that you have people who are
my priest is
okay,
very
good.
Close. Often.
Yeah,
and I have
friends.
Lots of friends in the faith. Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you are so inclined and you want to keep us updated on how things go, you can always call back the program or our email address is take2, and it works with either the number 2 or the word 2 spelled out, take2@ewtn.com. Okay, Tracy?
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Absolutely,
thank you for
Tracy.
Taking the time.
Text messages are coming in immediately, Tracy. People are saying the rosary for Nick and your entire family. So we're just gonna completely bug God until he has to turn and look at us and say, please, we need a miracle for Nick. So you've got a lot of prayer support in addition to what you have going already in your community. So that's wonderful. Karen is up next in near Toledo, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Karen. Thank you for waiting and welcome.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick call that we should all pray for the school shooting that happened in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Near Detroit. Pray for the victims that have died, those who were traumatized or affected in any way, and especially for the young man who did the shooting. And that's it.
Right. Absolutely. I brought that up earlier about the school shooting and then also in Waukesha, Wisconsin for the Christmas parade, what happened there. And there's others, you know, there's other stories that are happening around the world of people of loss, of tragedy, of people, you know, taking their own life, of overdoses, all sorts of things are happening. We are in an absolute chaotic mess. And we know that God is not the designer of that. We know who is, and it is Satan. And we've got to really, really focus our prayers and focus them in a real strong way and never, ever, ever lose hope. And so we're right with you, Karen. We agree. We have to pray for all of these things that are happening all at the same time right now. And it can seem overwhelming. But you know what? We do our part, and our part is real strong prayer, and God answers and hears our prayers. Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry, because God is merciful, and he hears our prayers. Jerry?
Yeah, and, it's another indication of a society that has, you know, has so many problems and challenges, especially when it comes to young people. They are dealing with so many adversities and challenges and being led down a lot of different very, very bad paths. And we need to really pray for God to bring about a conversion, a turnaround, a moral conversion in our country. You know, when we have the killing of the unborn, for example, if you can, as they say, you know, if you can take the lives of the most vulnerable, you know, whose life is safe, you know, in the aftermath of that. So many things to be aware of and to be beseeching God for, because we are a nation and a world that is in very serious trouble right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Karen, for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it so very much. I'm getting emotional. It's a lot to pray for. It's a lot to pray for, but we can do it. We're a praying family. Okay, yeah. Where are we going next, Jerry?
Lorraine is in Sheridan, Wyoming, listening on radio station KHNA. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to Take Two on our prayer show.
Oh, hi, guys. I love you so. I have pretty much a personal request, and it's for people that have lost their faith. My son-in-law is a combat vet. He was a scout in Afghanistan, and he's completely disabled. Big, handsome young guy, fit and well, and he's completely debilitated with PTSD because, you know, of all the murder. And so he's lost his faith, and he was an Anglican, so he would go to church with us. But because of all the killing he did, he's afraid to believe, because if he's not sorry and if there's a God, he'll be damned. And he's such a good man. He goes to the VA. But if you could pray for the veterans that have lost their faith and with PTSD. And another crazy thing is I just moved to Sheridan, and I was trying to meet friends. So I went to this senior swimming class, and I met a very nice young girl named Jan, who was raised Catholic. But when she was 20 years old, she said, oh, this isn't for me. Like, her mom is a devout Catholic, her sister's still a devout Catholic. But here's the deal. She's been married twice to two non-believers, and she's raised two sons as atheists. And the one son wanted to get married, but she was a born-again Christian, and she said, no, I'm not going to marry you if we can't raise our kids Christian. So the atheist, Jan, she said, I said, well, okay, I've never met an atheist. Can I ask you some questions? And she said, oh, yeah. And she does hospice. And I'm like, well, what do you think happens when you die? She goes, you're just dead. And so I remember, I couldn't tell you the passage, but the mother, if the mother in the home is a believer, then the family often converts. And then I was wondering, I don't know if you're like a scripture guru, but there was something in the Bible, in the Old Testament, about, you know, God said, okay, you got to wipe out these people. And I think because my son-in-law killed a bunch of, he was supposed to be covering his best friend, and who was so handsome, they called him Princess. Well, the guy got shot in the face. So my son-in-law was so horrifically traumatized, he shot a bunch of prisoners. So things happen in war that, you know, you're raised not to kill anybody, and then you go through that, and then you get home, and you're like, where am I? So I guess I can Google that scripture, but yeah, if you guys could just pray for people who've lost their faith. And then I loved what you said about Father Pio, like, pray, hope, and don't worry. And I read something that reminds me to pray more. And it says, she said, worrying is non-productive problem solving. So when I find myself worrying, my suggestion is, if you find yourself worrying, just say, oh, yeah, let me make this a prayer. So anyway, I appreciate your station. And if you guys could pray for the non-believers for conversion, I don't know if you've heard of this, but I'm a born-again Catholic. So we're doing well here in Wyoming. Thank you.
Well, we have heard about that. If one is baptized, one is born again, and has to, of course, own that faith and live it out for as fervently as possible. And it sounds like you're doing that, Lorraine. So, prayers absolutely for this, your friend Jan, and all people who claim to be atheists, you know, for whatever reason, people make that choice. And in this case, I think you said she even left Catholicism, still has family members who are very, very devout Catholics. So prayers for Jan and all atheists and non-believers, and for your son-in-law. What's the saying? You know, war is hell, you know. I had to register for the draft when I was young, but never was drafted, never served in the military. I have a brother who did, a brother-in-law who did. They weren't in combat or anything, but one can only imagine. I mean, it's probably impossible to fully, I'm sure it's impossible to fully appreciate what these individuals go through, especially when they are called upon to take the lives of other people. Even if there are, you know, mortal enemies on the battlefield, taking the life of another human person is, I think, at its root, it's unnatural. Like I said, you know, sometimes it has to happen, you know, in war situations, but yeah, we're gonna pray for your son-in-law. I don't know if are you comfortable sharing his first name with us, Lorraine, or not? If not, that's fine. We'll just write him in our prayer book. But
his name is Aaron.
Aaron, okay.
Aaron, okay. And we put you, Lorraine, and the rest of your family in as well. Okay.
Okay, great. And one thing I want to tell all the believers out there is, you know, my grandma was probably the deepest believer in my family, and even if you think your family's not watching, they know that you're the one with that you're the prayer warrior. So don't think it goes unnoticed. And thanks, you guys. I really appreciate you. Bye-bye.
We appreciate you too, Lorraine. Thank you so very much. Have a beautiful Advent. Joanna says, came in on YouTube. We're waving to you, Joanna. Thank you so much for making the comment. Tracy, I hope you're listening right now. Joanna says, thank you to the EWTN family. 3 weeks ago, I asked for prayers for our family as we got sick with COVID. We all ended up only having mild symptoms and have recovered well. Praise be to God. And then she said, also for Tracy, you are in our St. Andrew Novena prayers. So see, prayers are already. We're going to really bug God. We are. We're just going to pester him like a little kid. Think of it like this, like a little kid who stands next to you and you're trying to cook dinner and they're tugging on your shirt, right? Because they want something. They want probably a cookie before dinner, right? That's you have to have that image in mind. We are going to totally just saturate and just storm heaven with all of these prayers so that God notices what we are doing, Jerry.
Yes, yes, indeed. We have more of your social media prayer intentions, more on the phone as well. Just want to bring your attention to a program that really it's been on the air for, well, since 1998. So that would be, what, about 23, coming up on 24 years. Catholic Answers Live tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a two-hour live broadcast hosted by our good friend Cy Kellett. And it's apologetics, evangelization at its finest. And that is heard on many of these same EWTN radio stations. Catholic Answers Live tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, we're going back to the phones. Dan has been waiting so patiently in Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Been praying for my boss's youngest brother, Richard, who's in the ICU right now at the medical center in Boston. Please pray for all the healthcare workers that are taking care of his doctors. It's touch and go. One minute it seems like he's going to come out of it. The next minute they're calling the family saying he could go any minute. I've been praying. I've been saying the rosary in the chapel of the Divine Mercy. I really appreciate any prayers for Richard.
You got it. You got it, Dan. Thank you for being such a great friend and not only praying those rosaries yourself, but you know, for going to the effort to call this program, which now is going to result, Dan, in God willing, we hope and pray thousands, maybe tens of thousands of other people joining you in praying for Richard. This yo-yo situation that he is going through right now has to be very hard, first and foremost on him, but also on those of you who know him and love him and are caring and praying for him. So we're going to pray for God to just really step in here and provide stability and healing and restoration. That's going to be our prayer, Dan.
Yeah, he has a wife and a 10-year-old daughter. So it's very difficult for them.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. You could hear it in Dan, I don't know if you heard Tracy's plea for all of us to storm heaven for her husband, Nick, and, you know, and their seven children. See, this is the incredible sadness that surrounds all of these situations that are happening. And that's why we do need miracles, and we need them quickly. And so that's what we will pray for. And, you know, we're in the middle of a big storm. This is a gigantic storm, and we're all in it together, whether we realize it or not. So the sooner we get on our knees and pray like you're doing, Dan, and we're doing, the better off we will all be. What do you think?
Thank you very much.
Amen. And we put you in the book too, Dan. We don't ever forget the fine folks that are calling in these prayers as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dan. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling. Real quickly to social media, Stella praying for my sister-in-law, Judy, who is in grave condition, for my brother, Bill, whose eye had trauma, and she found out he has no sight in that eye. So Stella, we're praying for Judy and Bill.
St. Lucie's coming up December 13th.
There you go. Yeah.
For
patron
Bill.
Saint of eyes and sight. Yeah.
Yep.
Michael M., for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on unborn babies and on the whole world. Flowers is praying for her sister and brother-in-law in their hopes to have a baby.
St. Gerard.
St. Gerard. There you go.
And then there's a lot of people that are fighting temptations and all sorts of things that are happening. Folks, we've got to resist those temptations. It's the action that towards the action that causes the sin. Temptations will come and go. Okay, we have to resist those temptations, and we must stay focused on God. Please, it's very important. Pray the St. Michael prayer in the morning and the evening, please, folks, and protect your families. We are in the middle of a war here, Jerry. It's very obvious.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Danny in West Virginia, listening on WOUX. Hello, Danny. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm
calling for somebody. It has to be anonymous, but this person has cancer, and it's late term, and he was just approaching a retirement. He has a wife. Please pray for him for a miraculous healing.
Okay. We will absolutely do that. And there's just a lot of cancer and other illnesses going around and going on in people's lives right now. And that's God bless you, Danny, for being the one to take up this individual's needs, spiritual needs, and bring them to our attention and the attention of all of our listeners. And be assured that prayers will be storming heaven, absolutely, starting right away and going. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep going.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Real quickly, do we have time for one more?
We do. Cora. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cora in Amarillo, Texas. Cora is listening to the program today on St. Valentine Radio. Hi, Cora. Welcome to Take Two. We got about 1 minute.
Okay, I'll try to hurry. They say I talk fast, so here we go. I've been a Catholic for 55 years, but not really, confused. Because I now I'm learning that there's more to my faith than it's kind of like doing the steps that you need to do, and it's not my parents' fault or my fault. But I'm trying to learn more about Advent, and they talk about like doing a devotional daily. I'm kind of confused on that. Is that just finding a part of the scripture in the Bible and reading it each night until up to the birth of Christ? And also prayers for my mom. She's dealing with Alzheimer's dementia. I think she's in the fifth stage. And for my friend Rosalinda, who's her mom, is not doing well. Her name is Adelina in the hospital. So if you can pray for them and me and my family as well.
Yeah, we'll pray for all of those intentions, Cora, absolutely. Just real quickly, we just have a couple seconds. As for, Advent meditations, there's a million things that you can do. And one of them you put your finger on is just maybe find in the Bible the places in the Gospels that talk about the incarnation and the birth of Jesus and how that all came about. Just take little chunks at a time. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just read maybe a couple couple verses, a short passage, and then just close your Bible and sit and just ask the Lord to speak to you about what that means and how that, you know, that impacts your life and your relationship with Him. There are other things to do. Read about you know, the coming of Christ and the incarnation in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and EWTN.com has an Advent section on their website. Mm-hmm. So go to EWTN.com and look for that, Cora. And there are some suggestions for you. I wish we had a little bit more time.
Okay, and we are going to move to just to let Gail and Deb. Deb has a praise report. Praise be to God. So Gail, Deb, Judy, Martina, Lisa, Ethan, the rest that are coming in on YouTube and Facebook, we've got you in the book. And Jerry, please lead us all in prayer, and let's keep going, folks.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you all of the prayer intentions from the Take-Two family today, and we thank you in advance for all the prayers that you're going to answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.